Everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma, and I'm here with my co-host and friend Jaina. In today's episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 11 of Gilmore Girls. So before we jump into the recap, Jaina, what did you think of this episode?
I really liked this episode. I kind of found it funny because it was literally centralized around like the termites that they had and Rory's PSAT results and things. I felt like there was a lot of comedy in there, even though there was like serious problems that they're having in their life. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the focus on the termites was really interesting. And this episode has like one of my favorite opening scenes because like, and we'll get to it, but like Lorelai's having that pleasant morning and then she steps onto the porch and it just caves in. And yeah, we also have Rory in a fight with two people, which, you know, not surprising, but we'll get into that too. yeah, so before we dive into our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. All right, so Jaina, do you want to walk us through the first part of the episode?
Yeah. So we start out at Luke's, and Lorelai and Luke are having their random discussion about random things that they usually do. And Rory comes in and she has her PSAT results with her on hand. And then she opens it up and she tells her mom what her scores are, but she seems to be really disappointed even though she got really, really great results. She keeps worrying about the fact that her math is higher than her English score, which is wild that she's even worrying because she got such great scores on both of them. I think it was like a 780 on the math and then 750 on the English, from what I remember. And Lorelai is trying to like calm her down and tell her like, it's fine, like, this is a really good score, and plus it's the PSATs, like, this isn't even the actual SATs, and tells her that they should go celebrate at the, I think, the Rocky Road Theater, and then Rory asks if she can invite Lane, and they make, like, a whole little thing out of it, and then Lorelai tells Rory that she should gloat a little, it's good for the skin, and, like, not that many people get these types of scores. While Lorelai is packing up her things and leaving, Luke walks by and then she tells Luke that Rory got such an amazing score and they're going to go celebrate and all these things. And in her like flirtatious way, asks him if he wants to come along and all this stuff. And he pretty much just says, yeah, if I, you know, if the door is closed and no one's, you know, here tonight when you try to come, like, just don't worry about it. Like, I'll make it to the theater. and then they eventually are like, all right, so see you tomorrow at the diner then. So, yeah, what did you think of this little opening and the PSAT results and how Rory was freaking out even though her score was great?
Yeah, it really shows like Rory in these early seasons, especially like she was very much like a perfectionist because, yeah, she got really great scores on it. And like you said, it's not even like the real SAT. So the fact that she's stressing about the PSAT is like so wild. But of course, like Chilton's like super competitive. So I get it. But yeah, when I heard her scores, I was like, really, Rory? Like, these are great. I would be over the moon.
Right.
Yeah, and I love how Luke is like, yeah, totally, like, and by the way, if the door's locked at the diner, I'll just meet you there.
Yeah.
So yeah, great scene.
Yeah, definitely. I love how studious Rory is, and you can definitely tell in the beginning seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. So to the next scene that you really like, we see Lorelai waking up in bed from great getting like a really good night's sleep, and she's like all happy and chipper, and in the background they're playing like Que Sera Sera, and she like walks down and gets herself coffee from the kitchen. Rory's sitting in the kitchen. It's like such a happy, beautiful morning. You feel like something's gonna happen, like this can't be it, this has to be a dream. And then She goes to the porch, and yes, the porch like caves in. She like puts like one foot in one spot, and then it pretty much just like falls. And Rory makes fun of Lorelai, saying that she probably it's because of her weight that she weighs a lot. And eventually, they actually call up Kirk, who is apparently an inspector for these things. Who knew? A man of many talents. And he explains that like they have termites, and pretty much the entire house is filled with termites, and that's why the porch caved in. And then they go to where the porch is, and then he says that he's not going to be standing on the porch, and that they shouldn't be either. And he tells them to like stay on the driveway, and that's where they're going to have a discussion of like what to do next. He pretty much just says that it's going to cost a lot, I think over like 15K. And Lorelai's like, well, I don't have that type of money. Like, what do you think I'm made of type of thing? And then he just like explains like, well, we need to like figure this out. You're literally infested with termites. And then we go on to the next scene. Rory is at school. It's during lunchtime. She's sitting at a really like long table, but she's sitting at the end just all alone. But on the other side, there is Paris, Madeline, and Louise sitting. And Madeline and Louise, well, at first, were just like discussing random boy problems. Then Paris comes, and Paris starts talking about like how she got her PSAT results in, and then how she was like really hesitant to open the envelope up, but then she eventually opened it and all the stuff. And she like escalates it to so much where she is asking for someone to ask her what her score is, but no one is asking. Like Madeline, Louise are just like, you know, whatever. Like, okay, I'm sure she's gonna like say something eventually, but she doesn't. So then Rory is like overhearing the entire conversation, and so she pretty much asks like, okay, so what is it, like what's your score? And they, I think Paris tells her the score, but she got a little bit lower than Rory, and Rory doesn't really tell her what her score is. And Paris gets really irritated at this point. She's like, why aren't you telling me your score? Like, I just want to know. And then Rory's like, oh, like, I'm happy with my score. And she's like, well, I don't know what your barometer of, like, happiness is. Like, you can be happy just looking at a sunset. And she's like, well, I'm not unhappy looking at a sunset. And then I think lunch is over. Rory is about to leave. Everybody else is leaving. And then Paris yells something like, well, my barometer isn't, like, happy looking at a sunset or something. She, like, yells something super absurd. and I'm just like, wow, don't say that in public. But anyways, what did you think of these two scenes?
I love both of them. I think so. The morning sequence, like you said, it's very like dreamlike because they're playing the song in the background, and then yeah, Lorelai and Rory like don't speak at first, like, so it's like a silent scene. And then I love how like the music like abruptly stops as soon as the porch like caves in, and it's just so like iconic, I feel like, of a scene. And then yeah, with the lunchroom scene, I found it so funny that like Rory wasn't giving Paris like the information that she wanted, and you could tell it was just eating up Paris inside. She's like, oh my god, what'd you get. And another observation I've had, not just from this episode, but from other episodes, is like Chilton's lunch period is extremely short. Like, yeah. I feel like their lunch periods are like 5 minutes. So yeah, that's kind of like what I noticed.
Yeah, it's like they're not even finished eating their food. It's still like on the plates. And then they're like, okay, well, gotta go.
Right, like Paris, I like just sat down, and then she like talked for a couple minutes, and then the bell rang, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, and she didn't even like finish her salad. Like, she was just eating the whole time she sat down.
Right, exactly.
All right, so then we move on to the next scene. with Lorelai and with Lorelai actually going to Rory's bed at night because she's like freaking out and she apparently is hearing all these termites and Rory's like, just relax, like I don't hear anything, go back to bed. And because Lorelai wakes Rory up, Rory starts to hear these little bugs too, just like eating away at their wood. And so then they eventually are walking to Suki's, and then they arrive to Suki's, and Rory's asking her, like, did Suki just like answer the phone like quickly, or like what happened? And she, and Lorelai's like, well, no, after like 20-30 calls, like she eventually picked up. And so Rory's like, well, she was sleeping, why did you wake her up? And by this time they're already at Suki's porch, and Suki is super duper excited to have them. They walk into the door, and then she immediately starts planning like random things, like, oh, let's make a face mask, let's play games, let's do this, let's do that. And it's really like kind of her. And then Rory and Lorelai are just like looking at each other like, oh my god, this is so much to take in. And Lorelai eventually is like, let's just start off with like milkshakes because it's midnight. And then Lorelai starts to explain to Suki while she's in the kitchen making the milkshakes about like how she knows that there's so many bugs and she knows that they're mocking her and all this stuff. And then eventually tells her that, yeah, I have to start planning and figuring out what the costs are and all of that. And then in the middle of this, they hear some like thump sound in the kitchen closet, coming from the kitchen closet. And evidently it's actually Jackson in the closet hiding. And it's really funny because he like wants to stay in, and Lorelai's like, no, like come out, Jackson, because it's so weird that he's like there. And Lorelai actually guesses it's Jackson, so she just like yells out like, Jackson. And Lorelai tells him to come outside because they're gonna stay all night, and you know, he doesn't want to be in the closet all night either. Plus Suki's gonna make an amazing breakfast the next morning, so he'll have to come out eventually. Why not right now? So then he mentions that he has these like interesting pajamas, like custom made, because of one of his like relatives has some like company that makes these things. So apparently it's like pictures of him from high school all over his like pajamas, which is hilarious. And then Lorelai tells Rory, like, you know, if anything great came out of this, like, I'm really happy for this moment. what did you think about that scene with Suki?
Yeah, I found it so funny. I love how Suki was like, yay, a sleepover. And then they're like, no, we gotta go to bed soon. And another observation I made was, and that's the thing I love about this show too, is like each time you rewatch, it's like you notice something new. When she was making the milkshake, she took out like that pint of ice cream. And I forgot that Häagen-Dazs used to make like such large pints of ice cream. Now when you go back to the store, back in the day, they used to have like normal like pint sizes. And now like when you try to buy them, they're like so tiny and so expensive. So that was a nice throwback. aside from that, I love how Jackson was just hiding in the closet and like they were like, okay, come out, and he's like, no, my pajamas are embarrassing. Which they totally were when he came out, but it was so funny. I loved it.
Yeah, and I found it interesting that of all places he hid in the closet, like not in the bathroom or like the actual bedroom or anything. He was like, the closet it is, and like the kitchen closet.
Right, exactly. Like, it's just hilarious. And I love how Suki says he wears that like every night, so that makes it even better.
That makes it so creepy. I'm just like, oh god.
Right.
All right, so then we move on to the next scene. The next day, Rory goes to Mrs. Kim's looking for Lane, and she gets kicked out immediately. She opens the door, and she's just calling out for Lane. And Mrs. Kim freaks out, and she's like, get out right now. You're a carrier of termites. And literally hoses her down. I thought it was hilarious that Mrs. Kim did that. And then Rory goes back home. She tells her mom about that, and she tells her about, like, how everybody in town already knows how word, like, spreads so fast that they have termites, and people are asking them, like, when they're going to be, like, fixing it, when their house is going to get tented, and all of that stuff. And while she's telling her mom this, they get a phone call, so Rory picks it up, and it's apparently Madeline. She is apparently doing some random survey for the paper about surveying scores for the PSAT results between all of the private schools around the area, and asks for Rory's PSAT results. And Rory pretty much figures out that Paris is up to this, so she's just like, okay, put Paris on the phone. And Madeline's like, what do you mean, Paris? Like, she's not here. I'm sure she's studying or something. And so Rory's like, yeah, put Paris on the phone. And then Paris gets on, and she's like, just tell me your score. Why aren't you telling me your score? Oh, I love how she's irritated. And then Rory hangs up, doesn't really tell her the score, obviously. And then Lorelai goes to start explaining Rory about how she keeps getting rejected from all places. And she's like, it's not even the quantity of places at this point, it's the quality of places. It's like the lowest of the low are saying no to her about getting a loan for fixing the house. And Rory suggests to her, she's like, well, there's like an easy solution to this. And Lorelai is like, yeah, well, you know, I'd be really sad if I sold you to white slavery.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, why are you saying this jokingly? But eventually Rory's like, well, no, I think we should definitely tell your parents, and they'll probably help out and all of that stuff. And Lorelai's like, no, like, I'm not gonna go to them for this. We'll figure it out, like, don't you worry about it, all that stuff. Eventually they go to Friday night dinner, and they start talking about Richard and how he's resigning while they're drinking in the living room. And Lorelai takes an aspirin. Emily notices that, and she asks, like, oh, like, why are you taking that? And she's like, oh, I just have a headache. And Emily says, oh, you work too hard. I'm just going to pause there. I've never heard Emily say that she ever works this hard.
Right.
So, like, props to her. What a compliment. And then she moves on to telling her, like, no, like, it's nothing. Like, don't worry. Like, I don't work that hard. And then Rory actually says it's actually from the termites that we have. She's trying to figure out a solution of what to do and how much it's going to cost and all that stuff. So Emily goes into fix-it mode, like, mom mode, and she's like, well, let me help you out. Like what do you need? Like, how much does it cost? All that stuff. She gets her checkbook out. She gets a pen. And Lorelai takes the pen away from her, and she's like, no, mom, like, I don't need your help. We'll figure it out. Like, don't worry. And then Lorelai gives Rory, like, a strong, angry look. And yeah, what did you think about these couple of scenes?
Yeah, it was like, so funny how Paris used, like, Madeline to be like, hey, can you, like, call Rory to get her PSAT score? And then they had that fake cover-up story of, like, yeah, I'm just, like, trying to get it for this piece that I'm doing. And yeah, that was just hilarious. And then I felt really bad for Lorelai, the fact that she, like, couldn't get a loan, despite, like, the fact that she had to call all those places. And I can kind of, like, see both sides of what Rory and Lorelai are saying, because on one hand, it's like, understand where Rory's coming from, where it's like, well, if you can't get a loan, then you always have that option to ask Emily, and then at least like you can start repairing the house so that, you know, it doesn't fall apart or anything. And then on the other hand, I totally understand where Lorelai is coming from, because she's like, well, I don't want to have to go to Emily for money, especially because every time she has done that in the past, it always comes with strings attached, like with Rory's Chilton tuition. So I totally get like both sides. So that was hard to kind of see like Rory bring it up during like Friday night dinner, and then Lorelai's like in the awkward position too. And yeah, the whole aspirin conversation was just wild.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so Krishma, do you want to talk about the second half of the episode then?
Sure. Yeah, so Lorelai and Rory return home after Friday night dinner, and Lorelai just reminds Rory of that conversation that they had prior to going to dinner. And Rory's just like, you know, Mom, we have a real problem with our house right now. And Lorelai's just like, well, I, of course, I know that. Like, I've been worrying, and I'm using the computer, and you know how much I hate using the computer. Very early 2000s thing to say. And Lorelai then basically like yells at Rory, and she keeps insisting like, you know what, this conversation is done, like, please leave my room. So Rory leaves Lorelai's room, and they're both pretty mad at each other. And then the next day we cut to where Rory is waiting for Dean outside of Stars Hollow High. And Dean comes out, and Rory is like very tense, and because Dean tries to like throw a basketball in her direction to catch, and she like starts ranting about how she hates basketballs, and she just like brings up weird points about it. And Dean is like, what's going on? And Rory like apologizes and explains that, you know, she's not used to fighting as much with her mom, and she hates how Lorelai is being so stubborn. And then Dean is just like, huh. And Rory's like, oh, that's a loaded huh. Like, what do you mean by that? And Dean then explains that even though Lorelai and Rory share many great qualities, both of them can be quite stubborn. But he reassures her that they will make up pretty soon. And then Dean gets up, and he says he's going to go get them coffee. So he leaves. And right as this is happening, Rory looks up, and she's basically sitting on the staircase, like outside of Stars Hollow High. And she sees Lane in a cheerleading uniform, and Lane is just like laughing and talking with other cheerleaders. And Lane and Rory make this like really awkward eye contact, but they don't say anything to each other. And as soon as Dean returns, like Rory like bolts and she runs away. So yeah, what did you think of these two scenes with Lorelai and Rory fighting, and then Rory the next day encountering Lane?
Yeah, I felt like it was going to happen that they were going to fight, because like you had said earlier, there's two sides to the story. Like, they're both right in their own way. And I think it's just like a small little tiff that they had. I'm sure they're going to get over it quite soon. But the fact that, you know, they had to get into this argument is wild. Also, to note out, like, it's only like a 15K loan. I'm not quite sure how she's not able to get anybody to like co-sign or something with her. So it's just crazy. But I totally get where like Lorelai is coming from. There's always strings attached whenever she goes to her parents, and Rory definitely has to respect the fact that, like, you know, she can figure it out and that she's the mother. Which is where, like, that dynamic is always, like, unclear with the boundaries that they have, of, like, the mother-daughter to, like, friendship type of relationship that they have. So, yeah. And then the whole Lane scene was, like, really funny, because you'd never imagine Lane to be, like, a cheerleader. And we saw in the previous episode with Mrs. Kim that she had asked, like, oh, like, where's Lane? And at that point, Mrs. Kim was like, oh, she's, like, still studying. Which was, like, wild, because, like, usually she's at home all the time. And I'm sure Mrs. Kim doesn't even know that she's a cheerleader. And it just like throws her off. She's just like, what the heck? It seems like Rory just like kind of judged her a little bit. I'm not quite sure. But it seems like that the way she reacted. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I thought that crossed my mind too as I was watching this, is like, how did Lane get this past Mrs. Kim? Like, I'm pretty sure Mrs. Kim would not approve of cheerleading. Because
No.
like it's completely fine that Lane is a cheerleader, but yeah, I don't know how she got it past her. And then yeah, I forgot to mention this earlier, that scene where Mrs. Kim was like shooting the hose towards Rory to say like, oh, get away from the house, you're infested with termites. So funny. That's
Yeah.
all I have to say. Yes. So then we cut to the inn where Lorelai is on the phone with someone from the bank. And it's the same bank she had called up a couple days prior, and she had asked them to reconsider giving her a loan. And I also noticed that the banker's name is Mr. Rogalski, which is the same last name as Dave Rogalski. Sorry, spoiler alert. For a future season. So yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And yeah, the banker basically refuses the loan again. And Lorelai keeps saying like, you know, I have great credentials. I have good like references up the wazoo. Like, why am I not getting this? And then when she hangs up, Michelle then suggests that Lorelai give them a lap dance. And Lorelai's like, yeah, right. And then Emily calls Lorelai, and she's just like, yeah, I got you a meeting at my bank. And Emily explains how she's really good friends with the banker as well. And Lorelai first declines this by saying that, oh yeah, you don't have to worry, I have like a lead on a loan. And Emily is then of course like, a lead on a loan? Well, that's not an actual loan. And then Emily says, you know what, I made the appointment whether you show up or not. And then Lorelai is just like, okay. And then she hangs up, and she tries calling that same bank back again that she had called previously. And then she's informed that the banker that she was just speaking to a minute ago is in France and cannot talk until he gets back. So yeah, what did you think of the scene and about Emily making that meeting?
Well, I thought it was hilarious that Lorelai is so persistent that she continued to like call this banker and like figure out how to get a loan. And Michelle's comments are always hilarious with the whole lap dance thing. I don't know how she works with him. I was actually happily delighted that like Emily called. You know, she can be like a little harsh to the girls sometimes, especially like Lorelai, but she always means well, so it was good that she was actually able to, like, you know, get a friend to help out. And the way that, like, Lorelai would actually accept help, too, by, like, getting a loan from somewhere instead of her just giving the money. So, yeah, I really liked that. We'll see how it goes with the loan officer, banker person, but hopefully she'll charm her way through.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. Yeah, and then we transition back to Dean and Rory, where they're saying goodbye to each other after leaving Luke's. And once they say goodbye, Rory sees Lane in her cheerleading uniform across the street, and they make awkward eye contact again, but this time they walk towards each other, and at the same time they're basically like, we need to talk. And then Rory asks Lane, like, oh, so this is why you've been AWOL the past couple of weeks? Like, you just had the urge to stand on another girl's shoulders? And then Lane is just like, you know what? Don't be like that. When you're like that, it makes it impossible to tell you. And I didn't tell you because I knew you would act like this. And then Rory insists, like, she's acting like this because Lane didn't tell her. But then Rory, of course, gets really judgmental, and she's just like, you look peppy, with that sort of like tone of voice. And Lane then explains that since Rory hasn't been around lately, she just wanted to try it out and see how it was. And that she feels like she doesn't have to justify it to her. And then she and Rory basically also yell at each other and get into an argument. And as Lena's leaving, she's like, I forgot my pom. And Rory's like, what? And Lena's like, two are pom-poms and then one is a pom, because she basically just almost left them on the bench. So yeah, a quick scene, but yeah, what did you think? Do you feel like Rory was being too judgmental here, or do you feel like she had a right to kind of be mad or confused?
I guess she had a right to be a little confused, but she was definitely being judgmental. And, you know, she really doesn't have that much time for Lane anyways, because she goes to Chilton and that takes up the bulk of her day. So, and I think we've talked about this in like other episodes where like Rory always isn't the best friend to Lane, even though Lane tries to, you know, be with her all the time. Rory just doesn't have the time or like energy for her. So Lane is just trying to figure some things out right now. We'll find out later why she's doing what she's doing, but I definitely think that like Rory shouldn't have gotten mad at her or shouldn't have spoken to her the way she did. She should have been a little more calm or like understanding about it.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I do feel like, yeah, it makes sense for her to be confused, especially since Lane, you know, hasn't reached out to her in the past couple of weeks. So it might be like a bit of a surprise to see her like randomly as a cheerleader. But at the same time, yeah, I feel like Rory was being very judgmental. And yeah, Rory, we've talked about this before too, like Rory has that complex of, oh, I'm not like other girls, you know, I read and I like this and I like that. I don't like, you know, peppy things. And so I feel like this is just another example of that too, of her not being a great friend and also her being judgmental towards other girls, quote unquote. So yeah. And then we transition over to Luke and Lorelai, and they're outside of Lorelai's house, and of course Luke is like fully under the house like with a flashlight looking for termites. And he agrees with Kirk's assessment that there is some damage with the house. And Luke says that he knows a good contractor who can fix it, and she doesn't have to worry about the payment right away. And he says, like, yeah, you could just, like, pay me directly, no big deal. And Lorelai is, like, very skeptical about this because it seems too easy. And Lorelai then realizes that Luke would basically be loaning her the money. And then she's like, yeah, I can't take it from you, sorry. And then Rory comes home briefly, and Lorelai tells her that Dean called, and Rory then is just gloomily like walking up the stairs to go into the house. And then we transition to Emily's bank, and Lorelai walks in, and this part really cracked me up because she like turns and looks to by the window, and Emily's just like sitting there reading a magazine. And Lorelai's like, you're not seriously here. And Emily's just like, no, it's a hologram. Lifelike, isn't it? and then Emily then explains that she basically just wanted to see if Lorelai would end up taking the meeting, and that her presence in the meeting would be helpful. And Lorelai's just like, nope, not doing this. So she immediately walks out of the bank, and Emily follows her. And Lorelai explains, like, you know, this is a business meeting. I'm not here. I'm not going in there with my mommy, especially since I left my blankie at home. and then Emily says, like, you know, this banker can solve her problems and she has a good relationship with him. And Lorelai says that, okay, like we can both go in, but you cannot say a word throughout the meeting. And Emily at first is resistant, but she finally agrees. And then they both go in. Then once they go in, they meet the banker and they start the meeting, and Lorelai then explains the termite situation, and then the banker basically then turns to Emily and is like, oh yeah, it's like how your house had a foundation problem a few years ago. And Lorelai interrupts and says, oh, you know what, I want you to treat me like a person off the street asking for a loan. And Emily is just like a silent participant. So then the banker's like, okay, I'll do that. And Lorelai gives him the materials that she needed, like the references and stuff. And the banker looks over everything and he's like, oh, sorry, I can't help you. And Lorelai then insists that her references are great. And the banker explains that he's sure that she's very well liked, but he cannot help her. And then Lorelai then really panics and she's like, you know, there's no way I'm leaving here without this loan. Then the banker suggests that she get a co-signer. And Lorelai then looks at Emily and she's like, you knew about this, didn't you? And Emily says nothing. And Lorelai then sighs. And then she's like, okay, would you be willing to be my co-signer? And Emily like perks up and she's like, I would love to. And then, so basically they do that. And then as they're leaving the bank, Lorelai then says, now what do I owe you? Like Sunday night tea, Monday night football? And Emily is just like, oh, you owe me nothing. I just wanted to do something nice for my daughter. That's all. So yeah, what did you think of this scene at the bank and with what Emily especially says that she was just trying to do something nice, no strings attached?
Well, the scene was hilarious because we all saw the banker saying no and we knew why Emily was there. I definitely thought it was so like childlike for Lorelai to tell her mom that, oh, you can't come in with me and like I left my blankie and all that stuff. I'm like, come on, like, you know, she's really trying to help here and her mom like really helps her. So it was just like annoying to me to kind of see that, especially in this situation. But then with the banker and everything, I'm glad like Emily was there to like help and like step up. I don't know. We'll find out if there's any strings attached or not. Hopefully there aren't. And Emily's just trying to be a good person. But yeah, I thought it was an interesting scene. It's definitely different from all the other like scenes with Emily we've seen so far. We haven't seen Emily being this nice to Lorelai and like never. I don't think we've seen that yet. So it's very an interesting like dynamic between them currently.
Right. Yeah, because usually we would expect Emily to be like, oh, now you're coming to me for help. Well, it must be really bad. But yeah, in this case, she, when Rory mentioned it, she immediately got up and started writing in her checkbook. So I feel like that goes to show that she really, in this case, maybe perhaps does want to help out. And yeah, I see where Lorelai is conflicted, because on one hand, it's like, yeah, like we understand, because the last time Emily loaned her money for Chilton, like there was a huge string attached with the Friday night dinner. And so the thought of having to go through something similar again, I understand why Lorelai would be very uncomfortable with that. But yeah, I'm really glad eventually she's just like, listen, I need a loan. So I'm just going to let Emily co-sign it. Because at the end of the day, it is for her house, and she just wasn't having any luck with getting the loan on her own. So I feel like she made the right decision eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we cut to a nighttime in Stars Hollow, and there's an event outside of Stars Hollow High, and Taylor's, like, moderating the event, and they're celebrating the new coach of the basketball team. And apparently he used to coach for the Chicago Bulls. I'm not sure what he's doing in Stars Hollow randomly, but he's there to coach a high school team. And Taylor's very excited about that and about how the new players have new uniforms that were paid for by the town. And Taylor turns to the basketball players and he's like, oh yeah, reveal your uniforms. And it's like the dead of winter, and one of the players is like, oh, you know, it's like freezing out here, do we have to? And Taylor insists that since the town paid for the uniforms, they have to show them off. So they do. And while this is happening in the audience, Rory is there, and Lorelai walks up to her with coffee, and Lorelai then tells Rory that she ended up getting her note. And Rory's just like, yep, I knew that hiding it in the Malamars would be effective. And Lorelai then tells her that she ended up going to the bank with Emily to get a loan. And Rory's happy about that. But she also apologizes and said that, you know, she shouldn't have necessarily just told Emily about the issue right away without her permission. And Lorelai then says, like, you know, have you ever been without anything that you've ever needed in life? And Rory's like, no. And Lorelai explains, well, when I say that I can handle something, you need to respect it. And Lorelai also officially declared the fight as being over. So that was nice to see. And then the cheerleaders come out chanting Stars Hollow High. And Lorelai is confused because she's like, oh, is that Lane? And then they perform a routine. And it's playing music that apparently Lane had picked out. And Lane seems very excited to be cheering. And then it cuts to later. And Rory's walking up to Lane. And she's like, yeah, I like the music selection. Did you pick it out? And Lane's like, yep, I did. And Rory does apologize to her as well. And she says that she doesn't want Lane to think that she can't tell her certain things. And that cheerleading did, you know, look fun. So they also end up making up. So Rory went on like an apology tour that night. And then we then transition to Friday night dinner, where Emily's pretty quiet. And Lorelai and Rory are just telling her about the contractors at their house and how things are going. And Emily is just like, okay, yeah, excuse me, like, I need to go get more bread. So she goes to the kitchen and Lorelai follows her. And she apologizes to Emily and explains that she isn't used to people doing things for her without any strings attached. And Emily then is just like, oh, by people, you mean me. But Emily's like, all right, I accept your apology. And by the way, I'm going to have DAR meetings at your inn from now on. Hope you don't mind. And Lorelai then kind of says to herself, like, oh, she's good. So yeah, what did you think of those last two scenes with Rory making up with both Lorelai and Lane and with Lorelai making up with Emily?
Yeah, I really like those scenes, but I'm going to talk about something that I had observed. The amount of people that were at this like pep rally, so to speak, for the basketball team was like wild. Like you mentioned, it was super cold, and like who does that? What town does that? It was so weird. But yeah, that was just bizarre to me that like there were so many people like waiting for like the basketball players to show them what their new like what is it
like their uniforms, yeah.
Yes, uniforms. Yeah. Yeah, the uniforms. I was like, oh my god, why are there so many people here? Why are they so interested? Go inside like the actual like stadium or something and like you'll see them.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why did they have it outside?
Yeah, it was hilarious. But Rory talking to Lorelai was nice, and I'm happy that like Lorelai like came to her like calmly, and they kind of like joked around and stuff, and you know, they both kind of saw each other's points of views, and like Lorelai was able to explain like, hey, like I've always been able to help you out with everything, and you know, give you everything that you've needed thus far in life, and so I think like Rory got the message that her mom can take care of her and everything, which is like hard for a parent anyways, especially in like Lorelai's situation. So I'm glad they got to have like the little chat and make up. And I'm happy that Rory was also like a big enough person and like nice enough to like go to Lane and talk to her nicely and like kind of realize that it was also her mistake of like not being for Lane when she needed her. So I'm happy that they were able to make up in the way that like Rory kind of went to this pep rally for Lane, saw her and all that stuff. It was sweet of her to do that.
I agree, because it says a lot that Rory's willing to attend this little parking lot pep rally.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not much to do in Stars Hollow, but, you know, regardless, she could have just stayed at home, and she didn't, so that was good. Yeah, I'm surprised Mrs. Kim wasn't at this pep rally, actually. Though she's really not a townsperson, but I don't know why she doesn't, like, think Lane is doing something crazy right now, you know? Going to the pep rallies and practicing for cheerleading, it takes up a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a time commitment. And yeah, especially that pep rally was at night. And Mrs. Kim is very much like, oh, we eat dinner very early and like you have to be in bed by this time. So, yeah, I sincerely don't know how she got away with it. And I don't think this is a continued storyline in the rest of the episode. So I don't know. I guess it was just dropped that Lane was a cheerleader and it was never mentioned again. So I do wonder about that, too.
Wait, no, I think, and this is a spoiler for everybody, but I think she joined because she liked a boy on the basketball team and they were like cheering for the basketball team. Remember?
Oh, actually, I think that was, she was in band and it was like a fellow band member that she liked and she put her hand through his hair. It was embarrassing. Yeah. I think, that was the season one episode because she was trying to call Rory about it and Rory wasn't there. And she's like, oh my God, I'm panicking. And it's because I couldn't talk to you.
Yes. You're right.
Yes. And then, after chatting about the episode, any final thoughts or overall thoughts about it?
I really liked it. I thought it was nice of Luke actually to come by and like, you know, check for himself and give suggestions to Lorelai. It was super sweet of him to do that. And we already know that he's such a nice guy, but it was just great to kind of see that as well in this episode. And obviously, I love Kirk coming into any scenes. So that was hilarious that he was the inspector and figured all this out. We just have, I think everybody just takes him for granted. He is like a man of many talents and it's amazing to see him.
The unsung hero of Stars Hollow.
Yeah. What did you think of the entire episode? Any last comments?
Yeah, I really liked it too. I like how basically all the fights that happened in the episode were pretty much tied up by the end. And yeah, on the note of Luke being very nice, of course, the loan was very nice of him to offer. And also at the beginning of the episode, I forgot to mention this, but another observation was he literally just like left the entire coffee pot at Lorelai's table at Luke's, which was very kind of him. Even though she already had 6 cups, I don't know how she can handle that much caffeine, but yeah, very kind of him. And yeah, it was a good episode overall.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, hope everyone enjoys our little observations. All right, so that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be discussing a topic in the Gilmore Girls community, so definitely stay tuned for that. You can support our podcast by going to our link in the description. And you can also find us at Gilmore Gals Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and feel free to share this podcast with anybody you know who also enjoys Gilmore Girls. We'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.